Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. The book of Proverbs has a great deal to say about fools. Time and again, the writer notes how stupid, ignorant, and destructive they are. Many of his observations would be incredibly funny if they weren't so serious and sad. In Proverbs 26, he wrote, "A proverb in the mouth of a fool is as useless as a paralyzed leg, like a thorny branch brandished by a drunk." And an employer who hires a fool is like an archer who shoots at random. His powerful descriptions of foolishness are, of course, his springboard for commending the importance of wisdom. Everything in life depends on the acquisition of wisdom, which leads to security, loving relationships, success, and happiness. And the writer is absolutely clear that the only one who can give that wisdom is God himself. He teaches us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's only by worshipping God, building a life based on him, that we can acquire true wisdom. And because wisdom relies upon God, we need to live our lives in continual humility, recognizing our total dependence on him. The moment we conclude that we are wise, we're in danger. In chapter 8, the writer represents wisdom as a woman who longs to share her wisdom with others. And the chapter concludes with a picture of the person who eagerly desires her wisdom. She says, "Joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whoever finds me finds life." Nobody wants to be a fool, but we're all bound to end up being foolish unless we persistently and humbly seek God's wisdom. We need to keep in mind James's encouraging advice. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. Now let me ask you a question. In what aspect of your life are you particularly aware of your need for God's wisdom? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, forgive us for our foolishness and help us day by day to seek your wisdom. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.